This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 21, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, many Beverly residents showed up to a city council meeting Monday night to make a point. Creation of new affordable housing has their support. The new affordable housing project proposed for the corner of Sawyer and Tozier Roads would address what city officials say is a regional need, housing for families with adults in the service industries or those formerly homeless. Residents packed the room Monday night when the city council and planning board held a joint hearing to consider the special 40R zoning need for the roughly 5 acres of vacant wooded land where 75 new 2- and 3-bedroom apartments are planned, 65 for families that make 60% of the area median income, which is nearly $60,000 for a family of four, plus 15 units for families who were formerly homeless. The city plus Harborlight Community Partners have been ironing out the project over the last couple of years. With the joint hearing in the history books, Aaron Clausen, city planner, said he hopes both governing bodies will vote on the zoning by the end of the year. With a step forward on the horizon, Andrew DeFranza, executive director for Harborlight, said he hopes the project, to be built in two phases, will begin with the first 40-unit building within the next few years, then the remaining 35 units within a few years after that. Much more on the story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. College kids are struggling to secure food and housing in the area. North Shore Community College wants to fix that. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, North Shore Community College sends word today that Sarah Godrick Rabb, founder of the Wisconsin Hope Lab, whose mission is to publicize the challenge of college food and housing insecurity and ways to fix it, will be speaking at North Shore Community College Lynn campus during the day today. A professor and author of Paying the Price, College Costs, Financial Aid, and the End of Betrayal of the American Dream. Goldrick Rabb was ranked the 10th most influential U.S. educational policy scholar by Education Week this year. The event is in the community boardroom from 5:45 to 7:30 this evening and is part of the Wharton Club of Boston's Wharton in Action Higher Education Inequality and Affordability, hosted by North Shore Community College President Patricia Gentile. Last year, the college administered a survey on hunger and homelessness, which revealed nearly 70% of the students are struggling with food and housing insecurity. A third of the students said they sometimes go without food, and 20% said that they do not have permanent homes, higher ratings than seen nationally. Respondents who attend classes in the Lynn campus had a higher rate of food insecurity. Quote, we were quite shocked and disturbed by these findings and immediately began investigating potential solutions, said Gentile. Students cannot study and achieve academic success if they are hungry or homeless. The school explored potential solutions and this fall launched in partnership with the Greater Boston Food Bank and the Open Door and Beverly Bootstraps, which began offering monthly mobile food markets on the Danvers and Lynn campuses. Nearly 400 people have signed up for participation. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Daily Item is reporting that Mayor Brian Arago announced on Monday that a teen center will open next month in the newly renovated basement of the Youth Center building on Beach Street in Revere, which is meant to provide a safe space for kids to have fun after school. The teen center will be opened at 150 Beach Street on Monday, December 18, by the Revere Parks and Recreation Department in conjunction with the mayor's office. The department will be opening the teen center this week before winter vacation to test the space and its procedures, which is meant to allow an opportunity for city officials to make any necessary adjustments for when the kids return to school in January. The teen center will be open 4 days a week to start on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 2:30 to 7 p.m. There will be free open hours for all middle and high school students with Revere student IDs. On Thursday nights, the department's free video game club for 5th to 9th grade students will be held at the space. Much more in the story in today's itemlive.com or in the Daily Item of Revere. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, Maitland Mountain Farm sought a change in the Salem zoning rules this past July to keep the business up and running. But the issue sat neglected in a city council subcommittee until last week without a single discussion scheduled in 4 months. That stretch of limbo has been a problem for the farm on Cedar Crest Avenue, and if not for proactive efforts by the owners, the issue would still be on hold. Andy Varela, who runs the farm with his wife Holly Maton, is quoted as saying, "We've lost half of our business because I couldn't comply with our distributors. City leaders told us to take the zoning request, put it back in, and we got right back into another public hearing." Varela was referring to the fact that last Thursday, the request had to be withdrawn and resubmitted to finally get the farm its day in front of city officials. A hearing with the planning board will be scheduled soon. The issue, however, puts a spotlight on how easily things get trapped in the council's subcommittees, where there are more than 100 unresolved issues, some of them dating back to 2014. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.